I've got an email here from Matthew who says, I have a question that is related to this. Is it true that a woman's degree of fertility or the amount of oestrogen she produces depends on her genes? I'd be grateful if you could consider this.
Well, sort of indirectly, yes. You do need to have the proper genes acting in a synchronized fashion for the proper hormonal cycle to occur. But there's a lot more to it. For example, there are women who would have, very high estrogen levels, but still reduced fertility because the pattern of the hormones peaking and troughing during the month would be incorrect. So, yes, if you've got a very low estrogen level, your fertility will, it's a reflection really of what's going on with the ovaries and how they're functioning. Yes.
So is your work suggesting then that some people are effectively genetically predestined not to get pregnant?
It's in the genome that we inherit. I think it's in the way that the genes themselves then activate or are expressed. I mean, basically, we all inherit our genes. We're stuck with them, whatever they are. But they don't just stay static, during our lives. Genes are activated, upregulated and downregulating according to the different physiological process it's undergoing. For example, if you're recovering from an illness, certain genes will be turned on, certain genes will be turned off. And really, if the expression is differentially controlled in the appropriate way, and who knows what affects that? Maybe it's our lifestyle, maybe it's the environment, maybe it's just our physiology. But I think, as I say, it's not just predestined forever, from the time you're born, no.
Which is encouraging news. Thank you, Cathy. We have to leave it there. That was Dr. Cathy Allen. She's based at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, where she's been working on what blood tests can tell us about the possible prospects of a course of IVF. This is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. We're talking this week about the science of pregnancy and fertility. In a second, we'll find out why it is that stress can affect the outcome for a pregnant woman.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.